Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that.
Welcome to Loving the Skin You're In Radio. I'm your host, Andrea Amador, best known as the Juicy Woman. Today is June 19th, 2013. As a certified empowerment coach, author, speaker, and body image self-esteem expert and curvy and confident woman, I'm here to share my expertise with you and teach you how to bust out of body shame so that you can love the skin you're in. Oh my God, crazy, huh? I used to think so too, and I spent years and years hating my body and resenting my thighs, wishing that I was something that I wasn't. Skinny. The only thing that it made me was angry and ugly. Ugly, mean-spirited, feeling bad about myself, jealous. I was so jealous of thinner women that I couldn't see straight, and that did nothing for my self-confidence. I had a tendency to compare myself to every single woman out there, and I always ended up with the shorter end of the stick. Tonight, we'll be talking about how you can love your body exactly as it is and why you need to start doing that right now, not tomorrow. This show, today, tonight, is focused on teaching you how to change your perspective, the way you see things. In this case, I want to encourage curvy women to see themselves as beautiful, fabulous, and capable, because living in our thin is in society, all too many times, curvy gals end up feeling like they have to apologize for their bodies. And this show right here is the antidote to that kind of thinking. Want to know more about how to change your thoughts and see what's coming next on this show? Just visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/thejuicywoman and click on like to join the group. You can also get tips and more by following me on Twitter as well at thejuicywoman. And if you missed any of the episodes of this show, you can catch all the archived audios for this show at blogtalkradio.com/the-juicy-woman. You know, back when I was writing my book, Loving the Skin You're In, I learned about a TV show that absolutely, positively rocked my world and gave me a fresh insight into how I saw my body. Tonight, I'm going to share one of my favorite people in the world with you. To me, her experience will rock your world. The interview that I did several years ago with Kelly Park, who nominated herself for the TV show, maybe you've heard of How to Look Good Naked, it was life-changing for me. Let me tell you about Kelly. If you're a mom who's struggling with excess weight and feeling like you're, oh my God, all wrung out, this show is the inspiration for you. If you're thinking you've lost your mojo, girl, you do not need a new diet. You need a dose of some fresh perspective, some Kelly perspective. Let me tell you a little tiny bit about tonight's guest, Kelly Park. After gaining 90 pounds post-pregnancy, and that's not hard to do when you're expecting, believe me, all you have to do is just eat. Because if you've been deprived for so many years, it's very, very natural to think that you're eating for two. So newly married mom Kelly Park had lost the spark in her marriage. She used to be absolutely filled with body confidence. Now, all of a sudden, when she was pregnant, she felt that her changing shape caused her to question her beauty, her sense of worth, her sex appeal, everything was up for grabs. She assumed that her body disgusted and revolted her husband, John. And as a result of that, she stopped having sex with him. And for the next, listen to me, 5 years, they slept in separate beds. Kelly is here to inspire you to believe in yourself, to realize that you are so much more than a body and flesh and whatever weight it is that you think you are. It doesn't matter a damn, because you are so much more than just a body. She's going to share her story of how she learned to love and appreciate her curvier, heavier mommy body after being on the show How to Look Good Naked. And then, oh my gosh, Kelly has taken that to the stratosphere, in that now she's sharing with other women the insights of what she's learned from her whole experience of hating her body and learning to see herself in a different way by putting together this amazing ensemble of actors in an incredible program. I'm going to let her tell you all about TWATS. But anyway, we are here today with Kelly Park, and I couldn't be happier. Kelly, thank you so, so much for coming. Oh, I love you madly. Are you there? Uh-oh. Kelly? Hi.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
How are you?
I'm so thrilled to have you.
I'm so thrilled to be here and to impart some knowledge and wisdom and love to all those women out there that are struggling and they feel as though there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I can tell them that there is, because I am that light. I've gone through the tunnel. I've been through it completely. And I came out, and I'm fine, and I'm healthier, and I'm better, and I'm stronger. I like I was telling you earlier, I feel like I am renewed. I'm a different person. I'm whole. It's amazing.
You know, girl, it's almost like you've come back from the other side to tell us that there is life, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah,
you share
that's exactly
a story
what
that is so, so core to so many of our experiences with our bodies and our relationships with our husbands and mates, that the fact that you're coming and you're sharing such intimate details and letting everybody know that we are so much more than just a body, and we got to get that into our head. So I'm going to stop talking and let you take it away.
Awesome. First,
I'd
like to say that we all have something that we love and that we're good at and that we're passionate about, and a lot of times we hide behind our flesh thinking that we're undeserving, that we have absolutely no confidence, it won't happen for us, based on the way we look. And I can tell you from experience, so I went on the show called How to Look Good Naked with Carson Kressley. It was a Lifetime show, and it was absolutely mind-boggling. But I felt as though I was at a point in my life where I had nothing more to – I couldn't try anything more. I couldn't do the dieting. I couldn't do the exercising because my knees hurt, my back hurt, and I couldn't look for bras anymore because no bra would fit me. So I felt hopeless. And I saw this ad, and I said, I'm going to just try. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to tell them my story. I went in, I told them my story, and I cried. And I released, and I basically begged them to help me so I can see a different way. Because I'd seen the show previously, and I'd seen these women transform and come through such a rough time and make it. So when they called me and said, we'd love for you to be on the show, I was overjoyed and terrified, and I didn't know what to expect. And Carson Kressley, God bless his soul, I love him so much, he embraced me, and he made me look at myself, not my fat, not my sagging breasts and my stretch marks and my knees that were doubled over, none of that stuff, but actually look at the core of who I am and what I have to give and find that beauty. And by the end of that, on How to Look Good Naked, I actually took my – I had a beautiful – new bra, and I was like, oh, my God, Finally, a bra that fits me, it's not pinching, my skin's not hanging out the back, my breasts are perky and up. Yeah, they're like a triple D, so what? But they're mine, and they're sitting there, and they're perfect. I love them. And I had these beautiful underwear on that were just perfect, and they looked amazing. And he said, okay, now we're going to do the catwalk, and you're going to take your robe off, and you're going to do it in front of all these people that you don't know, that you've never seen before, and you're going to show them what you got. Because by the end of that journey, I was ready to show them what I had. Because at that point, it wasn't about the skin. It was about the confidence and the love that I had for myself. I had never told anyone the story of my husband and I. I'd never told my mother, my sister. I've never told anyone that we weren't having sex because I was fat. Because I thought, fat people don't have sex. Why would you want to have sex with me? I'm gross. Look at me. I hate myself. I don't like my thighs. I didn't want to look at me, and I figured, he don't want to look at me. So I slept with my kid and for 5 years, which was weird because she would ask questions, why are you sleeping with me? How come you're not sleeping with daddy? And I could not tell her because the way I'm viewing myself is negative and horrible, and I hate myself. I'm raising a daughter. I'm raising a girl, so that made me think even more. So as time went on, throughout the show, they interviewed my husband, and it just brought me to tears because he said, regardless of what I look like, it didn't matter because the core of me is what he fell in love with and what he will always be in love with. And that made me open my eyes to the realization that this man, first of all, is a true man, and will be with me regardless of what it looks like on the outside. And from that moment on, he encouraged me to take what I know best, the thing I have inside of me, which is comedy and funny and writing and making people feel good. That's what I do. That's my thing. And focus all my energy on that, and everything else will fall into place. And sure enough, everything from that moment forward fell into place. I got my hair done. I went out and bought clothes. Yep, I was buying a 14, 16. That's right. I wasn't ashamed of it. I was asking out loud, I need a 16 in this, out loud. I was buying bras, panties, cute stuff, shoes, everything. I was amazed at who I became, and I knew that it could only get better from there. And I started writing. And I started writing down my experiences and making fun of it and light of it. And other women started to come out of the woodwork. My coworkers, you didn't sleep with your husband. I'm not sleeping with my husband now. And I'm a size 12. Things like that. So I started kind of a movement with people to release that type of energy and find the thing that makes them tick inside to push forward on that. Everything else will fall into place. So I'm so glad that, first of all, that show was on. I'm so glad that I'm talking to you guys. I'm so glad I'm on this show because the story is real, and I hope I can enlighten and impart something. It's all about love of self. It sounds cheesy and corny, but I'm telling you, that's the key. It's all about confidence and love of self and finding that thing inside of you that you know to do, that you know how to do, because every single person has it, every single person. So I'm just here to tell you that I went to the other side, and I'm here to tell you that it's fabulous.
I was so touched when you and I had our first interview, and you shared what inspired you to make the change, that it was Sydney. And I would love for you to share with everybody that story. It just blew me away.
My incredible daughter, who is now a young lady, she's just amazing. She's definitely an old soul. She's been here before. I can totally tell. She imparted wisdom to me. She just came to me, and it's so moving to me when I think about it now, because I can still hear her little voice telling me how beautiful and strong of a Black woman, and I have strength, and I have this energy, and why would I look at myself in any other way? Because she never sees anything but beauty in me, always, with all my fat and rolls and rolls under my neck and can't get up off the couch sometime and all of that. Mm-hmm. She saw the beauty in me constantly. And it just overwhelmed me to think that, why don't I think this way about myself? Why am I not seeing what this child who's pure and just came from heaven is seeing? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm a little emotional right now.
So am I.
It's overwhelming. I wasted so much time. I'm telling you guys, you don't have time. We only have a moment here. Let's get it together. Let's embrace who we are. We're valuable. We're wasting time.
What was it that was the critical turning point for you? Because I know when I watched the show the first time, I saw you standing in front of the mirror with Carson, and he asks you to, you know, say what it is that you like about yourself. And every single woman that ever saw this can relate what it must feel like. I can't even imagine what it would feel like to be standing, you know, in your bra and panties in front of a camera crew, in front of Carson Kressley, in front of like 200 million viewers, and you're facing your worst fear.
It was unreal because every step of the way, they don't tell you what's happening. So I was almost forced into it to face it. I didn't know there was a mirror. They unveiled the mirror, and I had a robe on. They said, you have to take the robe off. I took it off, and I was so reluctant because I'm like, first of all, my husband doesn't even see this. He doesn't even see my body. How am I going to allow all these people that I've never met and this man that's holding onto my hand to view me in this way, in such an intimate, serious setting? It was unbelievable. And when he asked me, what do you see? What is it that you're seeing? And I told him that I was ugly. I see ugliness. I see skin that's not taut and it's stretched and it's ugly and I'm undesirable. That's what I see. I actually saw that. And he asked me what I liked about myself. What do you see that you like, that you feel is wonderful and beautiful? And I couldn't say, there was nothing I could see that was remotely acceptable at all. And that was the very beginning of the journey. And every time the cameras were off, we were constantly talking about body issues and our bodies and things that are negative in the media that we latch onto and we believe. And he was trying to debunk all these things and tell me about who I am as a person on the surface and what I look like. And he's just telling me all these things, and I'm taking it in and making me say those things about myself. Every time he said, Kelly, he's a mirror. I want you to say, I love myself. I love my breast. I love my butt. I love my legs. And at the time that I was saying it in the early stages, I was just saying it. And then as time went on and I started to feel appreciative and thankful for these legs and these breasts, they have stories. They come from a long line of strong women. And he made me realize that. And now that I look at my big breasts and my big legs and my big butt, I now realize and know, God, I'm so thankful for all of this. They have so many stories to tell, this body of mine. And I come from a long line of beautiful, strong, big black women that pushed on and kept moving and got things done, regardless of it all.
What I saw was when you were sharing your story with Carson, the very first time, it was almost as though you were mourning the death of Kelly the girl. you know, the cute little hottie at the disco. I remember you said that water would roll down your back and it would just sit there at your butt. It was the coolest thing.
I had like a ladle back, and my butt was the bottom of the ladle. I had that type of shape.
Yeah.
That was amazing. It was kind of like mourning the death of that. I had to come to terms with I'm not that anymore. That was what it was, and that was good. And I can still be good. I can still be good and great and better. I can still have all of those things. But I need to embrace and accept the stage I'm at now. This is who I am now, and that's okay. I'm still Kelly. Nothing has changed. I'm 19 years old, crazy, funny Kelly. I can still be those things, just in a bigger body. This is more of me.
And the thing that really, really touched me was when John was interviewed, and he said that I have always loved Kelly, no matter what. That was just mind-blowing, because so many women make the mistake that you did and just have this blind assumption, you know, I'm fat, I'm overweight, what are you looking at? You know, there's nothing to look at here.
Right. What's so sad about that 5 years, the entire time he tried, the entire 5 years, to embrace me and touch me, and I completely turned him away. I was thinking he's doing that just to be kind. He's like, I find you sexy. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I think you're beautiful. And I'm thinking, this man is out of his mind. How could he think I'm beautiful? But the entire time, he never stopped. He never let up.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever. Which is unbelievable. He never strayed. He never did any of that. He continued. And in an interesting way, he understood what I was going through, and he felt, he's like, I can't help you. I'm trying to let you know how beautiful you are, but you have to see that. You got to see it. So he almost allowed me to go through this metamorphosis and wait on the sidelines and watch me just in case if I fall. And he was right there, and he never, ever turned away. And our relationship so patient and so
Oh, my gosh.
Wonderful.
His patience is mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
Because I remember you would put him through, like, these little, you'd try and ring him by saying, I need clothes. And he said, well then, honey, go buy clothes. And you said, forget it. There's nothing there for me. And you'd go out and buy maternity wear. Past the point of being pregnant.
Oh, that's so. I would actually buy maternity wear. I would wear, sometimes I'd have to buy maternity wear because I'd wear jeans, and I couldn't zip the jean all the way up, so I had my top to go over top of jean instead of buying clothes. But I didn't want to go and buy clothes because I felt fat. I was like, I don't want to buy fat clothes. I couldn't understand what was happening to my body and my mind at the same time. Like, I couldn't embrace it. I couldn't embrace 14, 16. I couldn't do it. Even though I'd been a 14, 16 for a while, but I still couldn't get to that point of embracing what that was until I looked in that mirror.
But, you know, the thing is, there's no kind of education about that. I mean, I went exactly in the same direction. Everything was all about elastic waists and, you know, big tops, borrowing my husband's Yankee shirt.
Yep.
Nobody tells you that after you have a baby, it's okay to reignite or to find your sexuality and your sensuality, and it's going to be in a different place than it used to be.
Exactly. Nobody even my mother, and I couldn't even talk to her about it. Like, and she had children. I mean, and what was interesting is her body went right back to being a small body. Mine did not. My body just didn't do that. It just didn't. No matter what type of exercise, it didn't matter what I was doing. It didn't go back to the way it was. So I couldn't. embrace what was happening. It was just too much for me to deal with at the time. And now that I am a sensual and sexual, hypersexual, woman, which I'm very proud of, the confidence and the love of what I'm looking at is just amazing. And having my husband embrace that too, he's so proud that I found myself. He's so proud of that. He's so happy that I'm happy finally with this stage in my life. I'm completely at ease and confident and ready to to experience more and pass it on.
What would you say would be like the really pivotal points where you learn to see yourself in a different way?
I'd have to say, you mean when all this happened?
Yeah, over the course of the show, because you made such a huge transformation in such a short period of time, like five days. It was like, shoom, different person.
It was crazy.
Sleeping with your husband all of a sudden after 5 years, it just phenomenal.
I think
your bravery
the pivotal point
is just astounding.
Thank you so much. It was such a huge dose of love on that set and being with those people and having people come in that, you know, friends that didn't know my story. I think the pivotal point for me was telling the story about the 5 years. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew that. No one knew that at all. It was very secret, crazy. And then having my daughter talk to me that in a way that I've never heard her speak to me ever was a huge point in that transformation. And then the mall scene where I was in they took pictures of me in my underwear and put it up in the mall.
Yes.
Hell was crazy. I walk into the mall thinking, oh, we're going bra shopping. This is amazing. Then all of a sudden I see pictures of me hanging in the mall in my underwear. They weren't retouched. You could see everything, stretch mark, everything. Then they called strangers around and asked what they saw.
With you
and
right
I'm standing there. I'm right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And they asked me. They told me what they, and men were like, that's a sexy woman. I see a very sexy woman with big breasts and loving thighs. I see that. And I had no idea what other people perceived. I had no idea what they thought because I never talked about it. There was never any communication about body image and when you after you have a baby, there's no talk about it. And to hear other people actually just saying that they felt as though I was beautiful and it wasn't contrived and weird and it was real. It was amazing. Those were the points where I was just like, wow, this is really I'm completely wrong and I'm wasting time. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? I have so much to offer and give. What am I doing with myself?
Every single person saw so much beauty in you and they pointed out, I would die for your legs. Look at that.
Yes.
Leg. You're so incredible. I mean, I don't mean to demean or diminish, but that was her actual quote.
Yeah, she did say that. I was blown away.
But yet I saw it the other day, too. But the thing is, we just don't see ourselves.
No. And plus, we hide. We hide behind.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping with Carson, and I'm picking out these clothes, and he's like, no, those are tents. You're hiding. Why are you hiding? Accentuate what you have. Show people. And I was like, well, that's unacceptable. So he said, unacceptable to whom? Is it unacceptable? Then I started to realize, and then I started to dress appropriately for accentuating my beauty. And now I wear my little fitted skirts, my fitted blouses. I accentuate my bosom. I show people. I show them.
What advice would you share with another woman, Kelly? Because, you know, not everybody can you know, go on the show How to Look Good Naked, but what's the takeaway that you can share with them that will help to transform their feelings about their body. You know, here we are, swimsuit season is like right here. So many women are freaking out, and they're feeling the need to hide. And, you know, the three-quarter sleeves and the black capris and been there, done that. What do you want to share with them?
Well, one of the biggest things that I'm on this no-fear journey right now, and fear is really, to me, equivalent to death. Fear really takes away and zaps all of your energy, takes away your beauty. It makes you hide behind things and big clothes and tents and keeps you in the house. That's fear, fear of everything, fear of not being accepted, fear of not being loved, fear of not being liked, fear of being bullied. All of these things keep us trapped, and it is a trap. What I'd like to say to women out there that are currently going through this, because I know y'all are, trust me, and I'm not saying I'm over this. This is a daily thing that I have to do with myself. It's a daily thing. You have to push yourself. You have to show yourself who you are. If that means you have to look in the mirror and take off all your clothes and really look at who you are to get through it, then that's what you need to do. If you need to sit down and assess, do a pro and con sheet. I do pro and con, what I love about myself and the things that I don't necessarily like about myself, and I can guarantee you the pros will always win. It's such a bigger list. We have so much more to give other than our flesh. That's not why we're here. We have to find our purpose. There's a reason that each and every one of us is here, and we're not tapping into it. We're wasting our time believing that what the media is saying is you're not pretty. You're wasting your time. When you could be saving, helping, loving, healing. Those are the important things. I'm telling you. Please.
It's so true. I mean,
learn to love.
Show
it's so
has,
true.
The show has been so, so healing. I can't even imagine any opportunity for any woman who is struggling with body issues better than watching the show. And you can catch it on Hulu.com. There are so many different episodes. Your episode is on there. I saw it the other day. It
Thank
gives
you. So
us a sense that we're not alone.
That's right.
That battle that we're waging internally of feeling not good enough and comparing ourselves to, you know, other women who are thinner or different shaped or whatever, it's just that nonsense, it puts a stop to it. At least it leads you to question.
That's right.
At least.
That's right. That's right. It's encouraged me to tap into, like I said, my comedy, and I'm writing and doing sketches, and I have a sketch comedy, a mixed media show that I do with women of all different ages and weights and sizes and races, and it's called Twats, and it means the women and their sex. And we talk about every issue.
I love it. Twats.
Isn't that great, Twats? Why not?
It's the best. It's the best. Scream it on the edge.
That's right. It's
amazing. It's the best.
It's fantastic. And we talk about everything. And we also do burlesque. And we show our bodies. And we love ourselves. And we embrace it. And it's a way of healing for us. I mean, sometimes we sit down in our writing group and we cry for an hour just about our lives and the things we've been through. And then we write it. We put it down and we do a spoken word piece on it, or we'll do a sketch on it, or we'll film a two-person scene. And it helps. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to take it to a broader audience. That's what we're looking forward to. We're on hiatus right now, just writing. And look forward to Twats. It's all about the women and their sex. We can all relate.
Now, is this the revolution that evolved after you did the show and, you know, like the whole transformative butterfly of what happened to you, how you completely changed the way you saw yourself? And then other women said, wow, you know, I'm struggling with the same thing. How do I get some of that, Kelly?
It really is.
Serious.
It was because I've always been kind of a courageous and brave person. And then when after the baby, it just all went away. That was gone. I was no longer that person. I wanted to act, and I wanted to be on stage. And I'm like, I'm fat. I can't do those things. No one will see me. No one will watch me. I'm ugly. And then I had to realize.
But Kelly, you said that you came from a long line of strong black women.
Exactly.
Did they not have any body issues? What was it?
They did. They did have body issues. They didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They never talked about it. They just pushed through. They didn't express it in that way. They didn't, especially in the black community with black women, what my experience is with black women is that we tend to, especially in my family, we just pushed it away. We didn't worry about it. We had other things to do. We had to take care of children. We had to work. We had to do what we had to do. If we needed a size 16, get a size 16. Don't worry about it. Don't talk about it. Don't be sad. Just keep moving. So that's what we did in my family. So that's what I saw. I never heard them talk about, oh, look at my breath. I hate my waist. Oh, my God, my feet. No one ever did that. They just kept it moving. And so I equated that with strength.
How about during the period when you were pregnant? Did you have any friends? Did they, you know, were they pregnant at the same time? Did they commiserate over their changing bodies?
You know what's interesting? I had two friends that were pregnant with me, and they were skinny, which was the weirdest. I hated them because what happened?
Oh, yes.
They had the thin body, so from behind they didn't look pregnant. Then they turned around and said, I didn't look pregnant. I just looked fat because I was pregnant everywhere. I was pregnant from my neck down.
Yes.
So they weren't. So they couldn't relate to it. They couldn't believe, first of all, I gained 90 pounds.
Yeah.
It could not understand it. And I honestly thought there was something wrong with me. I said, am I not supposed to gain 90 pounds? What's happening?
Yes.
So they stayed
I
the
could
same,
totally
they, maybe 10, 15 pounds. And that killed me. I was like, so I really had no one to talk to about it. And then my mom.
Did you say
15
children, pounds? 1 5?
15 pounds, yes.
Oh, my God.
1 5. And have a 9-pound baby. Like, how is that possible?
Oh, my gosh.
That's unbelievable. It's
oh
so
my
true.
Gosh.
They would just have this baby, and that would be that, and they'd be back in their shorts. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Now, so were you looking at your body and comparing yourself to them, and is that what was telling you to back off from John?
Yes. I was looking at them. First of all, I thought I was a freak because I gained 90 pounds. And
oh
it got to the
God.
Point where I weighed more than my husband. It was ridiculous. I was like, why am I? I weigh more than you. This is crazy. So I thought I was absolutely insane. I thought he can't possibly be attracted to me. I understand I have a baby, but after the baby, I mean, how am I going to lose 90 pounds? How am I going to lose this weight? How is this going to come off? And it didn't. It stayed with me. And I thought, well, for sure, he won't stay with me. Because this is ridiculous. So I might as well just back off now, allow him to quietly leave, and I'll just live my life and we'll be separate because he can't possibly love the way I look. I mean, when I met him, I wasn't this big. I was, you know, I was a size 5'6". How could he possibly continue to love me this way? And it didn't even occurred to me, it didn't even hit me that maybe this man really, truly loves me, and it's not about my body. Maybe there's something about me that he can't live without. It doesn't matter how big my thighs are.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? It never occurred to me, ever, which is ridiculous, because that's love.
How has the whole experience changed your family?
We are a force. We are unstoppable and so giving to others and so open, even more so, and so ready for new challenges. And we don't argue as much. We don't worry about the little stuff. We take in every moment with each other that we have, and it's sincere, it's real. We're really honest with each other. We don't keep anything away from each other. We don't not talk about stuff. Like, we never go to bed angry, ever. We always love, and I go to bed with my husband every single night, every night, even if I am mad at him. I'm up in the bed with him. That will never change again, ever. We're closer and in love with each other, all of us. We are unstoppable. Like I said, we are the Park family, for real.
Wow. Kelly, please share that beautiful story that you told me of I think it was the first night after you were looking in the mirror at Carson's studio at yourself in brawn panties, and then what happened to change, to completely switch your decision, say, okay, this is it, now I'm going to be with John again. What was it?
You mean when I put on the red panties?
No, when you were in the shower crying.
Oh! Do I have to share that with
me? Oh! Okay. I just think that was so incredible, and it showed so much bravery on your part, because you were digging down there. You were going right to that wounded person, that hurting, that vulnerable side of yourself that was so, so afraid that you would not be loved by John because, you know, you had a bigger body, because, you know, you had curves or whatever. And then I can't even imagine after 5 years, I mean, 5 years.
Yeah, it was really intense. It was really intense. 5 years is a lifetime. It really truly
is. It was, and that was a new marriage. So you and John
brand
didn't
new.
Have like a 5 year or 10 year history. It was brand new.
Brand new.
That's what
Absolutely.
Blew me away so much.
It was a brand new marriage. And we were so, so in love when we first got together and I got pregnant. We were so in love with each other. It was so intense. Like, I couldn't imagine not being away from him ever. And then I had the baby, and the weight was there, and my skin stretched, and my breasts were kind of saggy, and I thought, this is the end of my intimacy for, this is it, this is the end. And it became acceptable to me. And I didn't think about him, really. It was just about me. It became acceptable that I'd sleep in this kiddie bed with my daughter, extremely uncomfortable. And that was more comfortable to me than to sleep with him, because then I knew he'd either want to have sex with me, or maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he would push me away. Maybe he would shun me. And then when he came up to me and said, look, I really want you to sleep with me, I thought he was just being kind to me. I didn't think that it was real, because I felt so ugly and so undeserving of this beautiful man. I really felt that way. And when I look back at the pictures and I look back at the show, I cannot believe that's me. I can't believe that I deprived myself of that beautiful man because of the wrong perception. I was wrong. I was completely incorrect. And I'm completely worthy. 16, 14, 12, 10, 5, I'm completely worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
It's just so sad what we do to ourselves. Nobody
yes.
does it to us. Nobody. It's
yep.
us. We accept and we buy it that something is wrong if you're fat. You know, you got to
right.
fix yourself. You got to go through
That's
surgery.
Right.
None of it is true.
None of it's true. Absolutely none of it's true. Absolutely none. It pains me when I look at that show, like, wow, look at that lost woman. She has no idea her creative mind and her smile, her energy, the love that she gives out that emanates from her. She has no idea. You're wasting so much time thinking about this thing, this surface thing. It's killing us. It's pushing
there
us
was
away
a,
from the people we
yes,
love.
Yes. There was a part on the show where Carson had introduced you to women who were also in their bra and panties, and they were
yes.
all lined up, and he
yes.
asked you to look at each one and determine which one had the same shape and size body as you.
Yes.
And you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
I couldn't see
it. You chose a woman
yeah.
who was 2 inches, you know, he had measurements 2 inches wider than you. The stomach.
I was blown
you
away.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't see it. It looked to, but that's what I thought about me. I thought I'm that.
But the thing is, when you saw her, you recognized
yeah.
her beauty.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You see
yeah.
her as beautiful, and yet when you look at yourself and you say, yes, this is who I look like, you didn't see you as beautiful.
No, not at all. I didn't see that at all. It's so interesting how we can view other, and I've seen other women before, and I thought, God, they're so amazingly gorgeous. And I've actually said this to women, and they've said the same thing back to me. Really? You think so? Really? And they would look down at their body. It's such a deep thing we do that we're not even conscious or aware that we're doing it. It's really, we've got to stop. We have to. We have to stop.
You had the benefit of sharing time with one of the most incredible stylists and just human beings. I mean, I love
yes.
Carson Kressley because he's so real. And
mm-hmm.
he struggled himself with being gay, so he knows what it feels like to feel unacceptable
right.
in your body.
Yeah.
So what did
yeah.
you learn from him?
First of all, Carson told me to dress for my body. And I still hear his voice when I'm going shopping for shirts. I'm like, nope, that looks like maternity. Nope, that's maternity wear. I'll look like a mushroom in that. I don't want to wear that. I want to accentuate these curves. He told me, now listen, this is hilarious. Right after the show, oh, I love Carson. Right after the show, he said, look, now you know how to wear a bra. Pass it on. So I went to Starbucks one day, saw a woman with the wrong bra on. Her bra was completely incorrect. It was wrong. So I asked her, excuse me, I said, I'm sorry, I have a measuring tape in my bag. I'd like
Are
to go ahead and measure
me?
You. I'm serious. I'd like to measure you the right way so you don't have to wear that bra you're wearing, girl. She said, oh, she, you know what she did? She put both arms out, dropped her purse and put both arms out. I measured her.
Oh, my God.
I said, please go get you the right bra. Please. So he taught me how to bra shop, how to love myself, how to not take everything so painfully seriously, how to laugh and truly laugh from my soul, how to forgive myself and just pat myself on the back, and how to really understand why we're here, the purpose. Always searching for the reason and the purpose. Never mind the little things. Carson knew everything. I'm telling you, he was like Siri. I told you that. He knew everything. He was absolutely amazing. He's a wonderful, spiritual, cleansing human being. He cleansed me. He saved me. I'm serious. You okay?
Yes, thank you.
He taught me how to dress, taught me how to accessorize, taught me how to work with what I got. And that's what I love about him. He didn't put me down. He didn't not tell me to feel this way. He never told me not to feel it. He always told me to go through it. This is a real thing you're feeling. I'm not going to take that away from you. It's real.
It really struck me when you and I did the interview. I asked you, I said that when I saw the show, that after he said, okay, now you're just going to take off your top and your pants, and he said, what you talking about? It was not really shown what your journey was, because you told me that it took 3 hours
to
feel comfortable to do that, and so many tears.
Oh, I mean, it was back and forth to the bathroom. I'm going to take one pant leg out. Can I leave half my pants on? I mean, it was a mess. It was a mess, and he got me through it, and he helped me. He helped me to share it. I can't believe that he actually got me in my underwear in front of all those people.
Unbelievable.
I mean, whenever I got dressed, it was in the closet. I never dressed in front of a mirror. Why?
Wow.
It was amazing.
If you would have known, Kel, if you would have known what it was going to look like, the transformation and also the journey, would you have done it? Is there anything you would do differently?
I can honestly say there's nothing I would do differently.
That's why you're my rock star.
Yeah, man.
Honestly.
Because of that experience, I'm living again. I'm alive. And my focus is different. And I'm new. I wouldn't do anything differently. I am so thankful that I saw that ad. I'm telling you. I was hopeless. I was at that point. I wouldn't be with John today. I can tell you that right now. I wouldn't be with him. I know it. Our relationship would be over. It'd be over. And I'd be somewhere not realizing my dreams, not realizing my value. I'd be sitting back, watching the world go by, and not realizing my strengths. That's what I'd be doing. So, no, I've changed nothing. Absolutely.
Did you watch How to Look Good Naked before you decided how? I can't get it. I mean,
I watched it one time. One time I watched it. And I didn't even see the end of the episode. I just watched.
Oh, so you didn't know that the end ended in a nude photo shoot?
I had no idea.
Oh,
not
God.
Only that, but I didn't know they took your clothes. They took all my clothes and put them in a shredder. My actual clothes. I only had like 3 or 4 outfits. That's it.
Oh, my God.
They took everything. I had no idea. I watched a bit of it, and I said, oh, my God. And the whole time I was watching Carson, I was like, he's really imparting some knowledge on these women, man. This is really heavy. This is some heavy stuff. Like, I needed to hear that. And then it went away. I didn't see How to Look Good Naked for a while. And then, like, 4 or 5 months later, I saw an ad, and it said, tell your story. And I went in, and that day was a very deep day for me for some reason, because I just let it go. I was just waterworks. I couldn't stop crying.
Oh, so you didn't know you were going to How to Look Good Naked. You just wanted to share your story.
Yes. I had no idea.
Wow.
I just wanted to share my story, and they were like, this is unbelievable. And I, like I said, I never told anyone that I wasn't sleeping with my husband. I was like, I'm a young woman. So I just let it out. And I thought that would be the end of it. That felt good. Great, I did that. Then they called me, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll try it. Why not?
You are an absolute hero. I can't even imagine the kind of, so serious, can't even imagine the kind of bravery that it took to do that.
It was very, the producers were involved, and Carson, and it was very, it took a lot of time. I mean, we spent hours with each other. Hours.
I'm so sad that we just have 5 more minutes. I want to have you come back, and like we discussed, I definitely, you know, want to do a video with you, because I want people to see you and to, you know, see the brightness in your eyes when you talk about how life is now, because when you're able to see yourself as beautiful no matter what, your life changes.
That's right. It really does. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. It's just, you know, and I do have those days where I get down or I get hard on myself, and I still have those days, but now I have a stronger core. I'm centered. I'm better. I know how to deal with it. It's about your response to those things. We all go through them, but it's how you respond to it. It's what's really important.
Yes. So what happens on those days when you are just feeling off and you're feeling like you're stuck in your body, and where do you go? Where do you draw your strength from on those days?
I have to literally tell myself and be literal about it. I'm having one of those days. I'm going to have those days. I'm always going to have those days. But I have to realize and understand the battle that I just went through. The war is not won yet. There's still a lot of battles to be won.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another one of them. So I draw it from the past. I draw it from seeing my husband sleep next to himself.
Mm-hmm.
I draw it from my daughter talking to me and telling me how beautiful I am in spite of what I think of myself. I have to draw it from the past of the ugliness that I endured and how I never want to endure that again, ever. So I have to tell myself, this is just one of those days. That's all. You got to keep moving. This is just one of those days. You're going to have them. Be realistic about it. You're going to have them. But
that
look
is
the battle
so
you won. Right?
Kelly, in the last minute or so, what would you like to share with women?
Please, ladies, love yourself. Hold yourself. We only have one shot here. We got a second here. Make it count. Hug your man. Hug your child. Whatever you got, hug it. Understand that you are completely and utterly worthy of all the goodness that's waiting for you. You just have to understand it. It's there. I love all of you guys. And trust me, battles that I've gone through, I've done it. The war, I'm still fighting it. So I walk with all of you guys. We walk together.
Kelly, thank you so much from my heart. I like I said, you are a rock star, and by sharing this story, you're going to change so many lives.
Thank you so much. Thank you for reconnecting with me, and I look forward to to anything you need from me, any words of encouragement, anything, I am totally available and open, and that's my duty. Once you learn something, my grandmother told me, once you learn something, don't you ever keep it to yourself, ever. Pass it on.
Thank you.
So that's why I'm here.
Thank you so, so much, Kelly. We will definitely have you come back on the show, and oh, my gosh, I'm speechless. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a beautiful night. I'll talk to you again
you
real
too.
Soon.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.